Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, you guys? Sean Rossap. It is Fightful's What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. This is what happens when Jimmy isn't here. I do Super Chat and Humper Chat driven shows. For those of you who don't know, Super Chats are here on YouTube.com/Fightful. I know you might not be watching on YouTube. We go live on Twitter, on Twitch.tv/Fightful Gaming, on Facebook. We're a little bit everywhere, but you can donate Super Chats at YouTube.com/Fightful. Please remember to subscribe. YouTube has been messing with our algorithm and all that stuff. It's been a pain. They actually acknowledged it on YouTube. Our friend Destiny FOMO is saying, did you just wake up? No, I've been up and at it for a couple hours, Destiny. I'm not like you. I'm living that life. I'm about to head back to my hometown. I'll give you guys a little time to send in some chats. You can also send in Humper Chats at humperchats.com. And some of you may go, what chats? Humper Chats, you know, like humping, like camels. Humperchats.com. That allows you to leave questions or statements before we go in the air. We got a lot of content coming your way, a lot of changes this week as well. I'm heading out Friday to Winston-Salem, North Carolina to WrestleCade. I cannot wait to meet you guys there. We'll have a table set up there. We're not charging for like pictures or anything like that. I've got that table so I can do interviews with talent, but please come by, say hi to us. I think Jeremy's going to be there. We'll see. Share Delaware, Caden, we will all be around. Even though Caden will be there, please still come by. We would greatly appreciate that. But get in your Super Chats, get in your Humper Chats. That's how this show is driven. That's how we decide what to talk about. That's how we basically conjure up enough time to discuss anything, you know, that, and thanks to our sponsors, which you'll hear from shortly. But get in those Super Chats, get in those Humper Chats. Some of the changes to our schedule over the next week. So I did a Backstage Report Q&A podcast on Fightful Select yesterday. It was a good time. It combined our Backstage Report and our Q&A show. Ask Grapsity will be next week. They're going to do 2 weeks in a row, but we're still giving you content over on Fightful. I did a bonus figure haul this past weekend. Got another one coming tomorrow. We have a retro review with Rob and Tom Talks Rubbish that drops tomorrow, which is Thursday, WrestleMania 22. So plenty of bonus content. You're still getting your scoops. You're still getting all that good stuff that you come to know and love from Fightful. We're going to make sure that you get all that. Tonight, we've got John Alba on the post show with Alex Palowski. How about this? We're still getting Day After Dynamite with Will Washington. So if you're home and you just can't get enough of AEW Dynamite coverage, Will Washington plans on going live at midnight Eastern. Spotlight still happening this week. Then Friday, Coexisting with Rob and Maggie is going to be on the main feed to give you guys some more. There's going to be some predictions there for this weekend Survivor Series War Games. And then Survivor Series War Games, by the way, Grapsity will still happen Saturday. But Survivor Series War Games, you get Denise and Will Washington. I'm going to try to poke in, but regardless, I'm going to be sending in some backstage notes that you guys will really, really enjoy. I'm so excited for this. We're going to get a ton of content for you guys. Really pumped. And this show is brought to you by Miracle. Take it from the dirt sheet boy himself. You don't want dirty sheets on your bed. That's not what we do around here because we have Miracle. Specifically, trymiracle.com/Fightful. Get 40% off and 3 free towels. You don't want to wake up sweaty and sticky. Maybe you got that heat on during the winter. Well, Miracle brand at trymiracle.com/Fightful has self-cooling properties using silver-infused fabrics originally developed by NASA. They are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long. And they prevent 99.9% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner, fresher, 3 times longer than other sheets. Help avoid those allergens and all those irritants that you can get when the bacteria builds up on your sheets. It's better for your skin. It's got luxurious comfort and quality. Since I started using Miracle Brand self-cooling brand sheets, I stay comfortable all night long. Go to trymiracle.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful to get your free three-piece towel set and save 40% off. Trymiracle.com.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
/Fightful. Guys, I'm so excited to talk to you guys today. If you like this show, well, guess what? You're in luck. FightfulSelect.com is just $5 a month in addition to multiple exclusive news stories a day that you'll get there first. We have Q&As every single week there. Not just me, but every other week, Grapsity does them as well. Matt Reichiel gets us started, says, Happy Thanksgiving to the whole Fightful family, or whatever it is you celebrate. Says, thoughts on the Give Me Sport article that Rock could be at Rumble. Who day? Could he be at the Rumble? Yes, I hope he is. I booked my travel for it. I'll be in San Antonio. Denise and I are planning on doing a live post show in person there as well. So going to be doing that. Going to be doing media there. I have long said that I don't think The Rock versus Roman Reigns needs a championship. So how do you get the championship off of Roman Reigns? Well, one, I don't want him to get pinned clean. Don't want that to happen unless it is to coronate the next person. Also, I would split the titles. I would divide them up. So let me retcon what I just said. If you're splitting the titles, I don't want him to get pinned clean. Triple threat match, something like that, where somebody else goes over. It's very easy to get that off of him. Otherwise, he doesn't need to be getting pinned. He needs to be pinned and defeated by the person that they want to coronate, push, launch into the stratosphere, right? That's what I think. If The Rock is setting up a match with Roman Reigns, it does not need to be for a championship. It could be for head of the table, tribal chief of that family. You know, the family with the head shrinkers, with Yokozuna, with Rikishi, with the Usos, with Solo Sikoa, with Sami Zayn. The biggest family and extended family of Naomi, like the biggest family in wrestling history, the most important family in ring wrestling history, you could say. That is the prize. And that's something that, you know, The Rock would hold near and dear to his heart. He could say, listen, man, just because I'm not in this wrestling ring doesn't mean I'm not the head of the table, doesn't mean I'm not the tribal chief. Look at the acting role that I got you. The promo material there could be really, really great. So ideally, I would have The Rock cost him one or both of those championships, because if The Rock is competing for the world title, to me, it loses a lot of intrigue because I know he's not going to win. He shouldn't win anyway. This should be his last match. That should be a wrap on him. But I mean, as far as scheduling and all that, but I could see how they could look at it and be like, oh, well, casuals tuning in to see The Rock compete for a world championship. But even then, how about this? He puts one of those titles on the line in a triple threat match, or even the damn Rumble itself, and The Rock costs him that match, even though he doesn't get pinned. Like, There are ways. It's a scripted show. You can do whatever you want. Rock and Roman Reigns is, that's the jam, right? Ryan Lambert says, what are SRS's favorite holiday side dishes and go-to desserts? Well, I love cheesecake. I don't eat a lot of desserts. I'm not big necessarily on, I'm very particular about that type of stuff, about where I'll get my desserts. I love stuffing. Man, stuffing is the jam. I always like good corn and mashed potatoes. We made a badass like pineapple ham this past weekend that was really good. Not a side dish, but it was still really, really good. I was eating on that for like 2 or 3 days. Flame Inc. says, I have a theory. What if the reason Tony bought ROH was because he lost all control of AEW, and once a TV deal is struck, he just gives the Elite the show and takes his guys and does his own thing? Flame, that's not going to happen. He's got control of AEW. He's long had control of AEW. If he didn't want the Elite on his show, they just wouldn't be on his show. And we see that with any number of people, you know, like Scorpio Sky hasn't been on the show lately. Well, he hasn't been booked. How about this? FightfulSelect.com will have an update on that today. But I look at that situation and it's clear Tony picked a side there. To me, even though he's not saying it out loud because he can't, they're back. Ace Steele is gone. We haven't heard anything on the Elite or CM Punk, really, outside of him doing commentary and things like that. I got a lot of feelings about that whole situation. And listen, guys, if you think that the Elite were unprofessional in posting the fuck CM Punk chants and the Chicago, this will be fun thing, I get it. But I mean, that has long been what they have played off of. If you say they do too many super kicks, they're going to do more super kicks. You say they do too many flips, well, they're going to do a flip, a cartwheel, a roll into a back rake. That's what they do. And ultimately, these are all entertainers. These are all performers. And for the life of me, I just can't understand. I feel like there is performative outrage in a lot of this stuff, right? Like, I wasn't there. I didn't see the fight. I didn't see how it wound up. But it from CM Punk's side, he felt like people were making up stuff about him that he vehemently denies, that he really thinks or says that he did not cause, from a guy that he has had a contentious relationship with that used to be his best friend. He also believes that Hangman Page said those things about him and took advantage of the situation. Well, in that particular situation, I look at it and I'm like, well, Punk made a career off of doing that. Have a conversation with the guy, move on. That's how I feel about that one. About the specific fight, well, CM Punk said some saucy shit. Like, I've had some people in recent weeks that have been like, yeah, we still like Punk, but yeah, the scrum was too far. I've not run into one person that thinks that that scrum was acceptable behavior. I don't care about unprofessional. I'm unprofessional all the damn time on social media, just out and about. Like, unprofessional, who gives a shit, right? But when it undermines what you're doing, like when you say nobody here has been anywhere, they're morons, they're idiots, they can't run anything. Well, I mean, okay, it's not all right for anybody to respond to that. To me, my approach is, you don't want somebody to talk about you, don't talk about them. I don't tweet, say, post anything that I don't expect somebody to respond to. You better believe CM Punk thought they were going to respond to all of that stuff. He wasn't going to say that without expecting it. And not only that, he was ready for it. He was ready to throw down for it. So, I mean, like, when I see people that are like, I can't believe they said something, they're EVPs. What the hell are we doing here? It's pro wrestling. It's the nature of it. They're going to respond to each other. They're going to react to each other. Go along for the ride at the very least. Maybe I'm biased because, you know, we report on it. We did a lot of really good reporting on it. But if I were Tony Khan, no, I would not have want CM Punk to say all that stuff unless there was a potential of a program. And my line of thinking is, if you're CM Punk, if you're Kenny Omega, if you're the Young Bucks, even if you're Colt Cabana, Hangman Page, any of that stuff, none of the problems that you have are more important than the money you could make or the art you could make out of it, right? Like, we're not dealing with people that are like somebody like cheated on their spouse or ruined their family or is a bigot or anything like that, right? Like, if somebody did that and said that stuff to me, if I was a pro wrestler, I'd be like, all right, let's make some money. But if they were like a bigot, a racist, all that stuff, ruined people's families, overall just a horrible, horrible, deplorable people, ain't doing business with them. That's not the case. This was all about presentation and how people viewed a guy. CM Punk didn't like how people viewed him, didn't like the people thought that he was the reason that Colt Cabana wasn't brought back to AEW, that was booted out. And it's all about perception. And for when people go, why hasn't Tony talked about it? Well, this whole thing was predicated on the perception of a guy. So you think he's going to go out there on a media scrum and be like, hey, you know this guy that felt like he was unfairly treated and talked about? I'm just going to talk about him when he could be in a potentially litigious situation. Because before that even happened, the man got hurt in one of their rings. So it's not as open and shut as just fire him. Let's write him off. Let's do this. The man got hurt inside their ring and had to have surgery, went on a press conference rant for something that he believed the Young Bucks and Hangman and Kenny Omega did. I can tell you that that's not where I heard the news. And I could do a full show on this. Like, it is cause and effect. And I do feel like some of that cause maybe wasn't as causacious as it should have been. Like, I can't imagine anybody in my few experiences with Hangman not being able to just go to him and talk to him and be like, let's hash this out. Maybe Punk tried to do that. I don't know. But also, when you get Punk, I don't care what you see the first couple months he's around, you know what you're dealing with. You know what you're dealing with, a guy who is not going to take any level of shit. Period. He's not. He has shown that to be the case. Part of the reason why it was such a big deal that this guy came back is because of his complete and utter lack to deal with the bullshit, right? He said, no, I'll go home. So you know you're dealing with that. So you do have to be a little bit more cautious. I hope, personally, that CM Punk has like this moment of clarity and he goes, maybe we stumbled into something special. Let's make some fucking art and let's make some money and let's make this the hottest wrestling show on the planet. Because if he comes back, if CM Punk comes back and once is willing to work with these guys, not only do you get incredible like documentaries and stuff out of it, just the Bucks, Nick, Matt, then Omega, then Hangman, hopefully one day Colt too. I would love to see them work together. They did some of the best content ever. That is a year of programs, a year of hot programs. I know I went off on a tangent there, but damn, man. Damn. Joker says, why does it feel like Private Party has been punished ever since the first tag team title tournament when they beat the Bucks? How would you fix? I wouldn't say they were punished. They were put with Matt Hardy and they had some big plans for Matt Hardy. Originally, I believe supposed to be the Exalted One. Yeah. So they're back with him. And I think that's good right now until Jeff comes back. And then you can sort of splinter that off in that event. I mean, they got passed up by a few teams, but they're still developing. They're still very, very young. So I don't think that they have been punished. Like, there's a whole lot of people that don't make it on the TV, right? And that's unfortunate. Like, I wasn't one of the people that go, oh, you know what? They're being punished because they're on TV and the roster's too big. The roster's real big now. And they're trying to get that ROH show set. See a lot of you asking about scripts. Donate a super chat. Donate a Humper Chat on humperchats.com. This is the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. Greatly appreciate it. If you guys would share the link on social media. I haven't asked you guys to do that in a while, but this new live videos tab and the algorithm that YouTube have put forth is really screwed with us. Like, it's really just, it's humped us. And not in a good way. We did not consent to this. So if you guys could help us out, we would greatly appreciate it. Redmond says, any chance Bow Wow leads to Sasha debuting in AEW? I don't think that will be the catalyst towards her debuting in AEW. They would just get Snoop Dogg. Any news on if Yuya is signed to New Japan or Impact? He's not signed to Impact. But I don't know. I'm honestly, I haven't been on that beat of late, but him doing Impact is great. Like, Impact keeps pulling it off, right? They keep pulling it off. I love it. Bridget with a generous super chat. Thank you so much. She says, what's going to happen to Blackpool Combat Club? So, I mean, that's the big question, right? That's the big question that emerges from AEW Full Gear is what the hell happens to Blackpool Combat Club? John Moxley, Brian Danielson, Wheeler Yuta, Claudio. So Claudio has been doing the ROH thing. Wheeler Yuta has been doing the ROH thing. Brian Danielson has been more involved in that. John Moxley in the world title program. Now, when this group started, it was largely to help the next generation. And we've only seen Wheeler Yuta in that. And it's been sort of inconsistent about the help that they have put forth there. Now, William Regal helped establish this and he has moved on to MJF. Well, I think that's fascinating storytelling and I'm excited for that. But the first question I have is John Moxley going to be on Dynamite tonight? If he's not on Dynamite tonight, I would imagine and could understand that he's going to take some time off. That's just me speculating because originally he was supposed to take off after All Out up until around the Cincinnati Dynamite in which he faced Hangman. So that's the situation that is first and foremost. I would love to see Brian Danielson and Claudio say, we're not letting this die. He needs his time off. William Regal did what he did, but we're not going to let this die. We do believe in the next generation. Or maybe it causes some conflict within the Blackpool Combat Club. Maybe Brian Danielson and Claudio are like, look, we cost each other this match the other day. Like maybe we were wrong. Maybe there is no hope for the next generation. And instead, they just beat the living shit out of the next generation, right? Like, they're sick of the next generation. This is an idea I had for Shelton Benjamin and Randy Orton a couple years ago. I thought they should be like the grumpy old men tag team that are like, man, back when we were in OVW, we didn't have this big, nice facility. We didn't have all these resources. And look at us. We came out better on the other end. By the way, we got a Randy Orton update coming to FightfulSelect.com this week. I think that the grumpy old men, but still in their prime, Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli could be very, very good. And Wheeler Yuta's like, bro, what? And Daniel Garcia could be sitting there like, told you so. Owned, I fear. I think that could be really good. Bridget, thank you so much for the generous super chat. I really appreciate these. This has been a down super chat period because of this algorithm stuff. So thank you so much. Tom Brady says, do you think any matches will be added to Survivor Series or a small card because of the War Games matches? Well, let me see what's on there right now. Admittedly, I space on this a little bit, but I could see something being added Friday. Five match, I could see one getting added. But also, I wouldn't be surprised if it sticks at six. They have been absolutely happy to do that. See you guys sending in some questions. Get them in via Super Chat and Humper Chat, guys. Joker2258 says, will House of Black factor into the best of seven? I'm surprised they didn't factor into the first match, right? They were there in Newark for Full Gear. And that makes me so happy to see, you know, regardless of, you know, the bullshit people will cook up saying, talking about the Sheets and Malakai Black, man, I think he's one of the best performers on the planet. The planet. There was at one point where I thought that he should have, won like the WWE Cruiserweight Championship and then went for the World Championship because he was a guy that I bought as winning that title and then going like face to face with Brock Lesnar. And you'd be like, oh, wait, guess where he's trained? You know, the same place that develops kickboxers that have put Brock Lesnar down. There were stories to be told there. I think that he was really, really, I think he was that good. I mean, they accidentally gave him a one-year undefeated streak and then just forgot about it and beat him arbitrarily. But KE775 says, could you see Seth losing the title this weekend without getting pinned to set up for something bigger in Rumble Mania season? Well, if he loses the title, I hope that's how it happens. I don't think Austin Theory can lose right now. Man, Austin Theory, what he has done, he has emerged from those flames so well. and I don't want to see him lose. Bobby Lashley's really good too, but I think he can most afford the loss right now. He has more years behind him than ahead of him. So I think Austin Theory should win this, and I do think that Seth should be setting up for something. I wouldn't mind seeing Seth and Roman at the Rumble again. Van Twinblade says, just under 13 hours till I turn 33. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We hope that you have a great one, and we thank you for being here all the time. Ryan says, have you watched the Teddy Hart documentary? I haven't. I'm gonna. Pardon me. So, interesting story about Teddy Hart. Like, the whole Hart family is, like, pretty cool to me. Natalia has always been wonderful to me. You know, Davey Boy Smith Jr., Harry Smith has always been cool. We have some mutual people that we have trained with and trained under and stuff like that. And he's always been, like, really, really just straight up with me in the limited interactions I have with him. Had a fun interview with him. That he gave me some good quotes on. Also, Bret Hart was just wonderful to me. When I interviewed Bret Hart, which is probably my favorite interview ever, it was for a thing like called Corner Gas, and we were only supposed to talk about the cartoon, and we only had like 10 minutes. He was like, I'll give you like 30, ask me about anything you want, and I'll never forget that. Teddy, on the other hand, is a fucking nut. A fucking nut. So when I worked at Wrestling Inc., Raj was like, hey, do you want to interview Teddy Hart with me? And I was more in tune with the indie scene then because that was my job. I covered New Japan and Ring of Honor and TNA and the indies because the main guy there that did news did most of the WWE stuff. So I was on that beat pretty heavily. So I was pretty familiar with what he was doing and how he was handling things. And even then I was like, a little nutty, but sure, I'll do it. And then as soon as the interview ended, Raj was like, well, we're going to have to edit the hell out of that. And we did. Like, he was bringing up stuff about lawsuits and like potential legal litigation between some people in WWE that isn't controversial or anything. I don't want to make it seem like we're covering that up. But it was something that very clearly that person didn't want out there because they were trying to earn a settlement off of it. And he's just a nut. And then maybe you guys have seen, like, I'm friendly with Lady Frost and Victor Benjamin, two great independent standouts. And I got word that Teddy Hart was, like, backstage at a bunch of these, I think it was Mania Weekend shows, and he wasn't supposed to be. Nobody wanted to deal with him at that point. Even MLW, who are, like, the wrestler whisperers, are like, man, get him the hell out of here. But he, like, cornered them and was like, hey, I got this financial thing, and all you got to do is give me your social security number. And they're like, what the fuck? And lucky he didn't push it any further because Victor Benjamin would have just mopped the floor with him. But I'll watch it, but damn. Corey says, it looks like Mercedes Martinez is back. Anyone who could dethrone her for the ROH Women's Championship, Willow or Athena could be good options. I like both of those options. I like Willow if you're going for the feel good. I like Athena if you're going for the top dominant heel type of thing. I think Mercedes Martinez, because she, like, even though she's only been in the national scene a few years, like a lot of people who watch that show are very aware based on the stories that have been told about her history as someone who helped pave the way for a lot of these women. So I think it's got to be a heel. Unless you're able to turn it and like her to do like a short-term type of heel run. I think that she carries that respect, but if she did something like to hurt Willow and it led to a match and then Willow earned her respect and her title, I think that could play off. And then Willow could, or Mercedes could, like, you know, hug her, shake her hand afterwards and go back face. Nicholas says, do you know if AEW or WWE are interested in bringing in Darius Lockhart? Man, what a freaking talent Darius Lockhart is. What a talent. But he hasn't wrestled, I don't think, since WrestleMania weekend and hadn't wrestled much around then. But he had got some spots on AEW. They were taking looks at him. NWA liked him an awful lot. NWA should have just asked him to hang around and pushed him to the moon. I would have had him talking. I would have had him doing anything he could. Don't know what's up with him as of right now, but he is such a mega talent. KE775 says, what do you think is next for SmackDown's women division? Seems like it's stuck in the mud a bit. I think that Becky will start I think we're heading towards Becky and Ronda at WrestleMania. And I think it's going to be the man versus Ronda. So heel Ronda, babyface Becky is what I think that we're heading towards. Liv's getting a little bit of that push too, right? I like that they're doing the secondary story with her and sort of her personality change. And that's what you want. You want to have these secondary stories that aren't involved in the title. That way, whenever it's time for them to challenge for a title, whether they win it or not, they bring some sort of interest with them. And people go, okay, here we go. Let's do this. DNC Digital brings up the meeting regarding WWE and Cameo, and it says about WWE talent being able to do third-party income like Cameo. Is there a reason people haven't gone back to Cameo? Are they using other avenues? Well, WWE has a deal with Cameo, but there are a lot on Cameo. Like I'll pull it up right now. Grayson Waller, Nathan Frazier, Thea Hale, Shayna Baszler, Ivy Nile, Liv Morgan, Carmelo Hayes, Shotzi, even referees are on there. Ciampa, Corbin, Carmella, they've got a bunch of them are on Cameo. Hey, if you want to donate to a good cause, I'm on Cameo, $20 a pop. I'll do eFed new breaking news for you. I'll do what pretty much generally whatever. I can do Q&As and stuff. Just don't ask for weird feet stuff, but 100% of those proceeds go towards charitable causes. Kieran George says, thoughts on AEW finally signing Takeshita. To me, he could be the top babyface Tony can build the company around. He could be the steamboat to MJF's Flair. Well, I mean, Steamboat was able to cut a little bit more of an English promo, but Takeshita is going to be the guy. So I was sitting at a show WrestleMania weekend, and myself and Tyler Edwards from Black Label Pro, we're talking about it, and you know, he's going to draw comparisons to Okada because of his size and just because he's from Japan. Like that's going to be the comparison. He'll have the same hurdles to overcome, right? Like the culture shock and all that. But when you look at Takeshita, you know he's going to be the top Japanese star in America for years. You know it right now. You knew it in the summer. You knew it in the spring. It was very clear that he is going to be the top Japanese star in America. When Okada was here, not only didn't you know, like you had no clue, right? But you thought, how is this guy ever going to overcome? Like, he's teaming with Kiyoshi and losing to Inc. on TNA Explosion. That's all that's going on. Like he's getting his ass kicked in TNA all the time with this stupid gimmick. Like it didn't look like he'd be able to overcome that. No wonder New Japan was pissed off at him. But with Takeshita, you see he's the guy, and I heard nothing but positives about him getting signed, and that makes me happy. Throwback says, with the way War Games is shaping up to be, what was the best War Games of all time? Ooh. Does this show have the potential to be the best? Just can't wait to see this show live. Thank you for being awesome, an awesome friend and person. Best War Games of all time. Oh, I'll have to get my memory refreshed here. You know, just off the top of my head, probably the best that I remember was... There was Road Warriors, Dusty, Nikita against the Horsemen. That one was incredible. Fall Brawl 94, I really, really liked. 91 was great too. Those are the ones I would go with. Anonymous says, don't know if it was said because of the new management, but how is it that DeParty was able to stream together? Relaxed policies, thankfully. Relaxed policies and this regime understanding that that's a way to connect with the audience a little bit better than not doing that. These are pro wrestlers, man. They are so good at connecting with you and me and everybody else that watches their show. Why not let them get in front of a screen and do it all the time and make a little extra money doing it? So that's mainly what it is. Hey guys, if you don't mind, leave a thumbs up on this video. Also after the video or right now, you can also leave a comment below. Sorry, I just saw this story that dropped. SI.com says, there are things no one can talk about, so I'd encourage people to let it go. It is not elite against CM Punk. says, this isn't Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks against CM Punk. It's people trying to show off their craft. You can boo Kenny Omega or the Young Bucks or CM Punk, but I hope people don't forget we're humans struggling to show our art. I love that. I mean, you could say that is a more mature response than anybody has taken at this point. So there you go. And I had heard that personally Punk's issue wasn't really with Omega to begin with. Carl says, no question. Just want to thank you for all you do. Well, thank you. I get to talk with you guys every day. It's easy. You think Rock versus Roman will happen? I do, Cameron. I think that they're going to do what they can to make that work. Sheldon says, any plans to push Nakamura on the main roster with Triple H in charge? You're going to see more of a rotation of people that get pushed and don't get pushed and all that. Like, that's going to become something that we see more of, but I don't think right now that's going to happen. Best guess for location for the UK show in 2023, Craven Cottage. That's where I think it'll be. They're probably going to try to do it there. They're going to make it a big show. But you know what? Doesn't matter where you are, whether in you, man, I just messed up my ad segue. NordVPN's here. Listen, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky right now. I'm heading back to my hometown for Thanksgiving. I come back to Lexington. I drive to the airport. I go to Charlotte, then Winston-Salem, back to Charlotte, back to Lexington. Got a bunch of traveling next week. And no matter where I am, I'm going to be able to watch my shows. I'm going to be able to watch that Bengals game this Sunday. Thanks to NordVPN.com/Fightful. Normally, I'd be out of my home area. Wouldn't be able to do that. With NordVPN.com/Fightful, I can change my virtual location with just one click. Be on top of it. Protect yourself on that unsecured Wi-Fi at the hotel, at the airport, all that. Block annoying pop-up ads and malware on all of your devices. Whether it be the desktop I'm using, the laptop I'm taking, the smart TV I'm going to be in, the router I'm going to use, the phone that's right in front of me, it works on all those devices. Up to 6 with one subscription. You can get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price. I buy those UFC pay-per-views, things like $15 a pop at the service I use. You can watch AEW Plus without commercials. You can get the old WWE Network interface. I love this because truly every one of our viewers can use this. It makes my browsing experience better on a daily basis. They are our biggest sponsor by far. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Show them some love. Let me know that you're using it on Twitter, or we're now on Hive. Check that out, guys. I'm going to try to push some more of our social media. How about this? If you like clips of our interviews, we got Fightful Scraps. If you want more and more podcasts, Fightful Overbooked. We're on TikTok. We are now on Hive. We've got Instagram. We've got Facebook. We are on all of these platforms. Kyler does a great job, so please help search it out. Tom Talks Rubbish says, get NordVPN now. Now I can watch all my American shows. Thank you, Fightful. Well, we thank you, Tom. And speaking of Tom, he will be on with Rob Wilkins tomorrow reviewing WrestleMania 22. We have dozens of retro reviews on Fightful Select. Joel Wood says, Sasha Banks and Naomi. Sasha's been training, so I feel she's getting ready for something. You think it's more likely a Rumble return, or does Sasha even return to wrestling? Oh, I think she'll wrestle again. I don't think there's any way that she doesn't wrestle again. I think that she is too in love with pro wrestling to never do it again. And how old is she? I think she might be 30. I'll look. But, I mean, I think she'll probably wait for the right thing. She's about to be 31. She's got so many years ahead of her. So many years ahead of her. So I think that she will return. If they get her for the Rumble, that's a big deal. That is a huge one. Meet Norma says, no question, just wanted to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. Get fat with the family and watch football day. Buddy, I can't wait to watch some football. Throwback says, have a good Thanksgiving, bud, with NXT seemingly ramping up with all the talent coming back, like Dijak, Cruz, Bate. Is it right to take the title off of him? Is Hayes the one to do it and win? Brody says, hi, bud. Well, hi, little Brody. Dijak coming back is great. An immediate top star in NXT for a couple of reasons. He carries the cachet of being a lot of places. He's been on the main roster. And to me, when somebody goes from the main roster to NXT, they have that rejuvenation of their booking, right? Like, people look at him and they're like, oh, they've been to Raw and SmackDown. No matter how they've done, maybe not in the case of Reggie, which is unfortunate because he's a wonderful guy. But I think that Dijak, I think I think Apollo Crews, I think there's something untapped in Apollo Crews. I think Apollo Crews could be like this fake nice character where he's like giving you backhanded compliments, but smiling in your face and stuff. And I think that could go a long way. And I think that Bron Breakker can have incredible matches with both of those guys. So I think it's Dijak. I think Dijak isn't heading back to the main roster anytime soon. Bron Breakker probably is. Luke says, Sean, I met you at StarCast last July and you were very nice to me. I am, in fact, very nice to people that are nice to me. So I appreciate that. You'll only see me being a jerk to somebody if they deserve it. Like anybody that's like, Shadows B2B on the internet. Well, you were a jerk to somebody or something. You were being a dick. That was 100% the reason why. If you ever see somebody say, Sean Rossap blocked me for, well, it's always going to be followed with some horrible insult or something. And it's like, well, that's why you got blocked, dumbass. Bad person. Andy Rag says, with Brian's last comments, you think he will be AEW champ ever? He's the GOAT. It'll be a missed opportunity if he doesn't get a run. I do think he will be. I absolutely think he will be, and I think he should be. He's one of those guys that they will probably, I think he'll probably win the ROH championship as well, but absolutely I think that he will be AEW world champion, especially with the money they're paying her. Joel says, how do you see the Rumble playing out? Obviously, if Rock and Roman happens, I don't see Rock winning the Rumble. Do you see the titles being split, or how do you see that playing out? Well, Joel, the good thing is they have options. If they wanted The Rock to come back at number 30 and win the Rumble and then take on Roman Reigns, they could absolutely do that. They could have Cody come back and win it and then challenge for one of the titles. They could have him challenge for both of them. They could have Seth Rollins win the title at the Rumble, and then you go into Cody and Rollins. I think it should be The Rock saying, I've got a problem with you calling yourself head of the table and the tribal chief. I think that's how it should be. That is the prize with them. That's the prize. Flame Ink says, Asuka's fallen hard, undefeated, to can't get a W. She's had a good run, though. Like, when you look at Asuka, like, should she be featured better? Sure. Will she be? Yeah. Yeah, she's 41 and ain't stopping anytime soon. Right? Like, she ain't slowing down, but she had a multi-year undefeated streak, won the women's championship. She is a three-time women's champion. She has held the tag titles with three different women. She's won Money in the Bank. She's won the Royal Rumble. Like, she's done a lot of stuff. Like, even they even gave her the mixed match challenge thing, right? Like, with Miz. Like, she's done a little bit of everything. Andrew the Giant says, what's the plans for Madcap Moss and Emma? Do you think they're going to build them up to do mixed tag with Cross and Scarlett? I do. Oh, the way this angle has started is so fucking stupid. Pardon my language. Sorry, I try to not drop F-bombs on this. I try not to curse in general on these streams, but Tennille is 31. She'll be 30 or 33. She'll be 34 next year. And they are scripting her to be like, oh my gosh, I got a crush, not you. Oh, you like him, don't you? Like they're in middle school. What the hell, man? Moss, he's on that cusp. He's right where I saw Swerve like a couple years ago, where it's like, oh, he's about to find that thing. I think Emma Tennille has been on that for quite a while, right? Like, she's been right on the cusp for a while. But I think that's what they're building up for. Tom Top Driver says, without the tweet to Dave Meltzer about selling 10,000 seats, would AEW exist? Oh, man. I think it would be in the formation by now. I think that it would have been in the formation stages by now, but I don't think it would have come along nearly as quick. Nicholas says, what's the worst fan experience you've ever had? You don't have to answer if you don't want to. I have honestly never had a bad fan experience at all. You can't count the Billy Batty thing. He's just, bigoted piece of shit. That's not a fan. That's just a guy that I was like, you said you were going to punch me in the back of the head. What are you doing? Type of thing. So that wasn't a fan thing. I've never had like a negative interaction like that. Never had anybody like yell at me. Never had anything like that. So only positive. By the way, guys, we're heading down the home stretch. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. This has been a great show. I've really enjoyed this. Didn't know how you guys would respond to doing a noon show. But hey, here we are. Joel Wood says, now that we know Carl Anderson is definitely heading to New Japan. Hold on, Joel. FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. You could have got two subscriptions for this. Could have got another one for your granny, for your cousin, for anybody. If they're dead, dig them up. You could have gotten a subscription. You would have known that Carl Anderson was heading there. Get a Fightful Select subscription right now, and you'll find out even more because I broke some more news about it. Joel Wood. More like Joel wouldn't subscribe to Fightful Select. I'm just kidding. Joel is a very good subscriber. He's been there. He's been there for a while. Thank you, Joel. I appreciate you. Just an opportunity to plug. Do you see this opening the door for future partnerships, or do you think this is ending once he loses the title? I think it ends once he loses the title. But if it goes well, this will show Triple H. It will show Nick Khan. It will show Stephanie that, oh, okay, we can do business with them. Now, how would Tony Khan respond to that? I mean, we saw that, I thought, objectively hilarious video that he did with the sunglasses. Was it last year? That was good shit. That was objectively funny. But that's the most fascinating aspect to this is, will it work and how will he feel about it? Brent M says, signing up for NordVPN, how do I get AEW Plus? You sign up for NordVPN.com/Fightful. You change your virtual location, and then you get AEW Plus by changing your virtual location to one of those places. Now, there are some places that service will detect a VPN, but there are other places, usually like New Zealand, Australia, Indonesia, stuff like that, where it doesn't track that. What else we got as we wrap up? We got a couple of Humper Chats still. By the way, guys, don't forget tonight, you're getting double dose. Day after Dynamite at midnight. And then before that, I don't know why I told you guys in reverse, John Alba and Alex Palowski. I'm hoping you guys see more of John Alba here on Fightful. I thought he killed it on the last AEW show with Alex. And we've made a bit of an adjustment where John is going to like sort of lead things. I think things are better that way. John is sort of the anchor and Alex is the color man. Really excited for that. Chris says, any news on Kenta's contract with New Japan? Just seeing he's being announced for a bunch of indies. Didn't know if there were any news. He's coming to the States. I mean, I think he's got a home in the States. So it's him taking some dates. ABW says, ideas for MJF at Revolution, perhaps Danielson. Danielson would be the big one, right? Like Danielson is the main one, but where's Kenny Omega at that point? Where's Hangman at that point? Where's Adam Cole at that point? Like, I think there's a very big redemption arc for Hangman Page. I think Hangman Page and Moxley is a fire feud now. But that's the beauty of it. Ace Shock says Kenta lives in Florida. That's why he was on Strong so much during the pandemic, right? That's what gave Strong such a shot in the arm. It's like they have Kenta, who you would expect to see in New Japan proper, right? But you've got options with Omega, Hangman, hopefully he's back. Cole, hopefully he's back. Or Danielson, you got a bunch of them. Guys, leave us a thumbs up. We've got a couple more. KE775 says, what do you think is next for Damage Control after Survivor Series? Revenge feud with Becky till she wins the Rumble? Do you expect Tegan and Chelsea returns will be held until the Rumble? I'm going to try to pry something out of Chelsea this weekend. She ain't going to tell me. She's playing coy. but I heard they were interested in her. But I think that they will probably start a tag title feud immediately after War Games. That's what I think that direction is. I would love to see them freebird the belts. Like Becky stepping in. I think that would be cool. Then you establish those women's titles can be freebirded as well. Because I don't think that with all the stuff on the horizon for Bianca, specifically Rhea, which she's got to go through Michin, Mia Yim as well, that you go back to the Bayley Bianca thing. Like, I love Bayley. I think she's great. Now, I mean, I just don't want to see three or four matches out of her and Bianca, as good as they are, right? Like, I mean, they're very good matches, and I don't want anybody to misconstrue me and pretend that I'm saying anything different. But we already saw her lose the last woman standing. We saw her beat Bianca in the championship contenders match. We saw her lose the ladder match, right? We already saw that. It happened. And then last year, Bianca had beat her a bunch of times. DNC Digital says, with Thanksgiving tomorrow, what's the proudest moment of your career? Okay, so if we're talking about like wrestling performing, I got to wrestle my catch wrestling coach in front of my grandmother, who helped take care of me for a long time, helped support my little dream, right across the river from my hometown. That was very important to me. And having Denise do my ring announcing at the clusterfuck. And then Josh Barnett, who is like a god in the catch wrestling community and some of my trainers trained with. That was very, very important to me because he asked us to do that spot. And that was like the most flattering thing. In this line of work, the proudest moment, there were a couple. When I got my What Culture deal, which was taken away 2 weeks later, was a big one. Getting the Fightful contract was important. Getting my most recent Fightful contract was important. And paying off my grandmother and mother's cars and where they lived was very important for me too. Those are probably the proudest moments. If you're talking about an individual story, probably the CM Punk one. That was a big one. The CM Punk one was very big and the Cody Rhodes one was very big. But to me, the process behind the CM Punk story was pretty intense. And that's the one where I was like, if I get this wrong, that's it. I'm done. Like, nobody will ever take me seriously again. So I spent over a week and a half making sure I had that right. I did a full podcast on this on FightfulSelect.com. I think Kate joined in and Joel joined in. It's fun. It's such a fun podcast. And that was like, I think the day that it came out that Vince was retiring. So it got overshadowed, but I went into detail on how that story came together because I know a lot of people were like, oh, well, they leaked it. The hell they did. I wish they did. I wish they leaked that to me. That would have been real rad instead of going through all the bullshit that I went through to find it out. But, and honestly, anytime I'll like hitting 11,000, like hitting 10,000, 11,000 on Select, those were big ones. And we're hovering right above 9,000 right now. Nobody's getting bit or Vince isn't quitting and all that stuff. But we're sitting at 9,000 now. And we'll probably, you know, we'll hover around 8,000 to 9,500, I think, for a while. But like seeing it hit 10,000, then 11,000, I never thought that would happen. Jimmy did. I didn't. But sorry, got a little in my feels there. Tom says, thank you for always being so cool to me and our limited interactions we have. I will be on Tom's show, hopefully this year. We're going to hammer out some dates. But guys, I am headed out until Monday. I'll be back Monday, but you still got scoops over at FightfulSelect.com. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. We are also on podcast platforms everywhere. And we don't necessarily get a ton of reviews over there, because we are such a heavy video platform. So if you don't mind, go to your Spotify's, your Stitchers, your iTunes. Is that a thing? Apple, all that stuff. Thank you, Jennifer. Leave us nice reviews. It would mean a lot. If you want some beautiful Fightful merch, hey, I helped design this shirt. Look at that. It's wonderful. Shop.fightful.com. We are about to get rid of a lot of older designs, and we're going to bring in a bunch more. Thank you guys so much. We're out.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.